started Antique Shows. This was 2 years ago. It's a fundraiser for our local historic society. We started with just antique shows, just there along the riverfront and near Richmond, adjacent to our house museum. And this year, we've expanded the show. It takes place every second weekend from May through October. Next show, as you mentioned, is June 8th. And it focuses on artists on Saturdays. And it, the Sunday is our traditional antique show.
Now, are the artists local and regional artists from your area?
Sure, they're local and regional. It's primarily craft artists, but the show's open to anyone who creates things with their hands.
And about how many artists do you have participating this summer?
First show was in May. We had approximately 20 artists. That was Mother's Day weekend, and it was dreadfully cold. So we're hoping for wonderful weather and more artists to show up throughout the rest of the season.
You mentioned, of course, also the antiques. Is New Richmond in the heart of an antiques-laden area, shall we say?
Regionally, there are a lot of collectors, and not only do we have dealers, we have a good number of just local folks looking to sell some of Grandma's treasures at the show.
Now, when folks come to New Richmond, of course, there are quite a few things to see, in addition to this antique and artist show. I understand you have some electronic applications that are used that people can get information about the history of certain buildings as they tour the city.
That is still in its infancy. We're still getting the final applications together for a virtual walking tour that we're working with a current and former NKU student to complete the tour. But we have a whole slate of videos that are ready and just putting the finishing touches on the internet side so people can access those videos and get a really interactive and comprehensive history of the different abolitionist Underground Railroad sites of New Richmond.
When people come to New Richmond, what other sorts of things are there in the, shall we say, immediate area or immediate region that they may want to see when they come for a visit?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the village itself. We have two museums now, the Ross County House Museum, which my organization, Historic New Richmond, operates. It has just been completely renovated with a brand new interpretive displays completed by the Public History, Masters of Public History Department of Northern Kentucky University. Done a wonderful job telling the story of the riverboat era in New Richmond and, our Underground Railroad and abolitionist history. We also have the world's only museum devoted to cardboard boats, the manufacture, the design, manufacture, and racing of cardboard boats.
Also in the region is the birthplace of President Ulysses Grant in Point Pleasant, and the newly renovated boyhood home of Grant in Georgetown. With a postcard from Claremont County, Ohio, I'm Steve Hirschberg.